Tina Kiritiana is the president of Netball New Zealand, and we are acknowledging the passing of two wonderful contributors. One's Tiny Jameson, who passed away, I think, on the 28th of April, and the other, Lois Bush, 94 years of age, well known for her work in Auckland Netball. She's also passed away. So two very prominent contributors to our Netball kaupapa. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Tina. Tēnā koe, kia ora anō tuhine.
Yeah, kia ora.
This is sad, isn't it? Thanks very much for talking about Tiny Mare Mare Jameson, OBE, netball coach and administrator. I think she might have been our national coach too, 67 through 71. But they still play the Tiny Jameson trophy, don't they? So she's been immortalised with that trophy. And sadly, we have lost her, born in 1928 in Rotorua. Tell us a little more about Tiny and her contribution to our netball history in Aotearoa, please, Tina.
Absolutely, Dale. In 1967 to 71, she was the coach of the New Zealand team, and they went to the World Cup in Perth, and she won the 1967 World Tournament. So, but the legacy she has is that of the 20 tests she played, 90%, she had a 90% success tenure with 18 wins. And then in 1994, she was inducted to the Sports Hall of Fame. She's had 70 years of dedication to Poitarapiti, as a player, a coach, administrator, and also as Netball New Zealand Live member. I think we also know that she was a high-performance player within tennis, the sport of tennis, basketball and softball. And if I was to describe her, I think these are the traits that she has left for us. She will be remembered for her determination and wisdom, vision and passion for people. I think she had the uncanny ability to spot all talent on the score, and someone who has made a difference to the vitality and future of our sport.
Tina.
She epitomised, Tiny epitomises Manaaki, Aroa, Te Pākiri. Tiny is a netball legend.
Tēnā koe. For those who have a bit of age about them listening in today, dialed up the 67 team a little bit before my time. Well, actually, I was seven. Judy Blair captained it, and it featured Anne Boylie, Margaret Gardner, Pam Hamilton, Joan Harnett, Billy Irwin, Sandra James, Elizabeth Rowley, Mirth Solomon, and Tilly Virko. That was the world championship winning team of 1967, coached by Tiny Jameson. Thank you, Tina. What about Lois? 94 years of age.
Absolutely. Both ladies were 95, Tiny was 95, and Lois. And I had the privilege of knowing both of the ladies through my previous tenure with Netball New Zealand. But Lois was, as you've mentioned, she was a life member for Auckland, and she passed away on April the 26th. And her commitment to Netball was the testimony to the era she was raised in. So this is what she said. I guess I'm from the old school. I guess the social life of people these days has changed. Most people work so much now, and Saturdays are the days off. I think Lois also said Netball gave her the ability to get out of the house, and gave her great satisfaction to do what she had to do for Netball.
Well, moi mai kia korua. Two beautiful contributors to our netball game. It's probably basketball when they first started too.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely to catch up with you again, Tina. Look, we know too, just in the news, I see that Nolene is keeping her options open going forward. That's always the way of a coach, isn't it? I was once told that there's only two types of coaches, Tina. One's coaching and the other's waiting to be sacked. But, I mean, what are we to make of Nolene's A contribution at the Mo and what we might anticipate in the future? It's a bit of an open door at the back end of her tenure here at the moment. Would you like to see her stay?
Well, to be honest, I'm a little bit like open about this because don't forget it's 8 years. It's 8 years in her role. So, you know, and obviously things are changing for her, but for obvious reasons, I'd love her to stay because she offers so much and she's taken our sport to the top of the tree from where we were. You know, a few years ago when we didn't even get to the top four of the community. But, you know, in saying that, I think it's just, as Lois has indicated, so the society has changed and therefore options that may have been, there may have been only one option for Noel, which was netball, but don't forget there are so many options out there now, Dale, that obvious reasons, Noel's deciding I'll just hang five. And I hope for her that she does win the World Cup in Cape Town because she is so deserving of that recognition to the skill and the quality she brings to our game as a coach.
Tēnā koe, Tina. Obviously, netball's been a big game for our people, Māori. What can you update us at all on Māori netball numbers, rangatahi involved? What are some of the dynamics around the state of play within netball of our Māori whānau men and women? Any stats that might point to trends you can share with us today briefly, Tina?
Yeah, what I do like, and I'm really encouraged, is the fact that netball is now played with Netball New Zealand. The men have their own netball association. There's mixed netball, and obviously our Māori netball. And I think, you know, collectively, it's just how we bring all of those, you know, the game together so that we portray netball as a very strong code, and I think it is anyway, but let's try and work towards working more collectively. I know that Netball New Zealand have made inroads with the men's netball, and our Māori netball have been there on the fringes for a long time, for Mairangu, and I've been involved at that level as well. So I believe, in my opinion, that Māori netball strength is still there. If I go from educational stats or stats for netball per se, one of the areas that is there has an impact on our sport is the secondary schools, you know, that age there, they tend to move to other codes, our secondary school netballers, and we don't have the ongoing, the input that we should have at that level. But perhaps it is about there are so many options for young people to have. So how do we draw them back as a pathway that we need to invest again? But I think netball is in strong, but one thing that we are very aware of, Dale, is that we are competing against the predominantly men's sport because they've seen a gap in their growth, and so they've targeted women. And so we've got to try and crawl some of that back and make netball still the first option for our women and also for other our men, and, you know, making netball the first sport they want to draw to.
It's been really nice to have a kōrero with you, and in particular paying homage to those who helped to set the foundations of the code in our country. So we say mui mai to Tiny and to Lois, and a big thanks to Tina. Tina Kalaitiana, President of Netball New Zealand. Te tuhine, tēnā koe, thanks for sharing some kōrero about these wonderful wahine.
No worries. Good on you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Tina. See you.